Welcome to episode 28 of Podwarp 1999, The Curse of Podwarp 1999. Ben is not with us this week. He's feeling a little under the weather, but we do have the rest of the usual crew. There's Jim Francis of OutsiderComic.com.
Good evening.
Mark Mekas of ETIPI at ETI-PI.com and Zordic at Zordic.com.
Hello. Hello.
And me, Tom Truskowski at StationV3.com and its assorted spinoffs. So we had a topic that was suggested on the forum about some of our own favorite and least favorite archive pages and why that is. I have a couple in mind for myself, but if anyone else wants to go first, go ahead.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to say, for least favorite, one of them is definitely the first one. It's definitely one of the roughest in the archive. I guess that's to be expected, since it is the first. And it was just, I had sketched out a number of strips, and that just happened to be the one that I picked almost at random, figuring I got to get started, you know, ink something, scan something, and put it up, and that was it. And unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately, some people might like it, I don't know. It's probably the second strip most people see when they visit for the first time, because they'll see the current one. Nice in color and all that. Then go back to the first one with the crooked panels and the typewriter text and the the rough drawing that characters look different from frame to frame.
So how have you resisted the urge to redo it?
Lack of time. If I go back and start redoing all the ones I'm unhappy with, I'll never go forward. I think I did do a another version of it at one point, maybe just as like a, you know, it's been a year sort of thing. I think I've got it somewhere, but it's, you know, not that different. It's just in color. It's the same basic strip. I don't know if it was the best. I really don't know if it was the best one to start with. I mean, it just kind of doesn't really start off a story or anything like that. Just, you know, random little strip. But, yeah, there it is, and it got things started.
That's true.
Yeah. There's another early one that's one of my favorites, which is October 10th of 2003. I don't know, again, if it's exactly one of the best, and it's still with the typewriter font instead of my handwriting one. But I think it was just that... I was happier with the backgrounds I had put in that one, because, well, there actually were backgrounds. So I felt like I was actually moving forward with that one.
Yeah.
Post the link there.
Happy with the background because there was a background.
Yes.
That's a good reason to be happy.
Yeah, and the little teleport effect and stuff, I liked that. And the scenery on the planet. So, felt like I was, you know, going forward at least a little bit with that. Actually, I think that one looks a little better than some of the ones that have come since, but, well, don't want to feel like I'm going backwards.
Yeah. There's an environment and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They appear to be in a little swamp or a pond there in the third panel, which I... don't know if that's made a reappearance in the comic since. I should do something with that.
That's pretty, very clear.
Yeah. I was actually using a different pen at that point. Actually, it's also the reason the first one looks so bad. One of those ones with the you know, the metal nib and the little bottle of ink. And I liked the effect I got with that sometimes. What I didn't like is, you know, if I move it the wrong way and it sneezes ink all over the page.
Yeah,
it's a little easier to work with some of the art pens I'm using since.
I do not God, I do not miss pens.
Yeah.
Don't miss them at all. Yeah. Particularly those goddamn dip pens. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's driving me. I mean, there are some artists who produce fantastic work, and I don't know how the hell they do it.
Yeah.
Just tear me up.
I agree.
Scratch, scratch, splash, scratch, scratch.
Yeah.
Cursing murders committee.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah.
Always fun to...
It's not good!
Yeah. It's fun to try to clean the ink, the dried ink off the things, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. If you look at them, I still have them, but they're all in black, just caked in black ink. And
yeah.
Blood, you know, and blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're pretty sharp, too.
And tears.
I had a couple of them just kind of break on me, and I think I managed to stab myself once or twice, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. How about you, Mark? Do you have favorite pages?
Favorite pages? Well, let's see. Which comic, first of all? But I guess
of any of them.
Well, starting with Zortik, I guess for the favorite, I'd have to go with the first one of the relaunch. Obviously, it was one I put a lot of thought into and had plenty of time to develop, and it just seemed like the right one that really reintroduced the character. It's always tricky going with something with very little text, but hopefully I pulled off what I was supposed to pull off with it. And it was my first attempt at really trying something different.
I think it does make it pretty clear it's a reintroduction, the way it goes back to his childhood there.
Least favorite. Where to begin? I'm going to kind of cheat a little bit and kind of go with an overall storyline. And that was the whole Moonbase Alfalfia storyline in the original. I really wrote myself into a corner with that one and just really pulled teeth to try and get myself out of it. It really felt forced, and it was forced. I just kind of sat down and forced myself to get through it, and I don't know how well it works, but I got through it and moved on from there.
I don't remember the specifics there, but I know I got through it reading it, so I don't think it was too bad.
Good.
I think this is the first episode that we've been on together since your relaunch.
Oh, I think you're right.
And I like it. You didn't change the characters as much as I thought you were going to, and I think that's good.
I tried not to change the actual characters. Some of their backgrounds are different. Zoe is going to be quite different. Link is a little bit of different. Background stuff. And I don't think it's much different. It's just more developed. Right. But the fundamental characterizations, should be pretty close. That's why I wrote the first one was Zortik. You knew Zortik. You knew Zortik as a kid, or was the guy who always watched TV. So it was really good to show that.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were going to stick with this. Oh, go ahead. Okay. I was wondering if you were going to stick with this trial.
Like we're having a little problem.
A little bit. You go ahead. I'll wait.
One.
Bradley Wolfwood.
Yeah.
It's the audience who will wait.
Yes.
I like the new color style. It looks really nice. You're hopping back and forth between the mittens and the fingers.
I did.
Are you? You look like maybe I'm going back too far.
Maybe.
Never mind.
although I will be introducing the mittens.
All right.
But it will be a story element.
Reason. All right.
Eventually.
Reason for the mittens.
Yeah.
I was wondering. With the relaunch, if you were going to stick with his childhood a little longer, I was a little surprised you skipped 15 years in the second strip, but I guess you got to keep things moving along.
Yeah. If I actually waited 15 years to get the ship and meet up with the others, I think I'd lose some readers.
Well, he is recognizable as Zordik at both points here. There's like little flashbacks to set up the present, or are we in the present at the current one, or is this still?
We're in the present now. We're in the present. I think we're going to move forward from here.
I was wondering if first was a flashback, then 15 years, and then 2 years after that, or something like that.
Nope, pretty much going to be moving forward.
All right.
I should be introducing Zoe in a couple weeks. That should be fun.
Cool. I'll be interested to see how you introduce the ship, assuming you're going to introduce the ship.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I've been doing some work this week on the ship, and I'm really hoping the ship is going to blow some people away. I got some really neat things for that, in the works for that.
Just the entire prize refit?
I think it's going to be comparable to the Enterprise refit for the motion picture, I'm hoping.
So you can't use the phasers while you're in the imbalance with the warp engines because...
Exactly right. Yeah.
Photon torpedo.
Away.
Belay that. Okay, then.
The clap.
Yes. So, Jim, what about you?
That's the best one. This movie no one's watched.
There are panels that are just horrendous that I cringe when I look at, but I've been going through trying to pick a page that's my least favorite, and it's hard to do because there's so many. The pages with the worst panels also have good panels in them, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's kind of.
And they're not self-contained stories, so. I think 35 and 36 are my least favorite because they have some pretty awful drawings of Alex. Looking back at them, they're not that bad. I don't know if it's true for you guys too, but it seems to depend sometimes on my mood when I'm looking back to the comic, going, "Oh God, it's horrible! Ah, look at that! I can't believe." And then some other time I can go back and look at the same pages. Oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I do that all the time. Yeah.
I guess that's one of the probably pretty common thing going through your own archives and it is for me anyway to go through and say what was I thinking when I put that one up, but another time it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with the last couple pages, so I'd say those are my favorite.
Yeah, I thought those looked good.
I don't know. I like to think that I'm still learning, still getting better. So,
of course,
I think you're better.
Yeah. I thought they looked really nice when they come out onto the bridge there, or the command center, or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, I like that. Certainly worked long enough on it. Notice I didn't say hard enough. I said long enough.
Do you do a lot of reworking as you're doing it, changing the little details around, or just redesigning stuff?
I did go through a number of redesigns, but it wasn't because I didn't do the redesigns, and that's what delayed me. I did redesigns because it had been so long since I worked on it that I'm like, okay, well, I don't remember where I was before, so let's sort of redo the design and see where we can go. But ultimately, one thing I kind of like about it is that I did have original sketches of what I wanted it to look like, and I'm really kind of pleased that the 3D models look a lot like the original sketches, even though it had been quite a while.
Oh.
So that's nice.
Right.
Do you have any of those original sketches up anywhere, like as bonus material or anything?
Yeah. I do have some of them in the Insider. There are some environment. There's only a few of the environment sketches, but I have character sketches and environment sketches.
That's in the Outsider Insider?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, looks good.
Oh, yeah. Nice stuff.
It's one thing with Station V3 is I always seem to just be showing hallways on the station. There actually are rooms and stuff in there. I should show one of them sometime. Actually, I think I did more of that early on.
Yeah, it's funny how that kind of stuff kind of you start getting away from. You know, I know I originally planned on always having some very set background, and then as you start falling further and further behind, you come off of blank walls and plain hallways. Yeah.
In Outsider, when they first come on the bridge, and there's a kind of a wide shot, you can see various characters sitting at their chairs. And in every panel since then, pretty much I've managed to put a speech bubble or another character or something in the way of the characters. So.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Although I kind of outwitted myself, I put the character behind the pink historian character who's semi-transparent, so I actually had to draw her anyway. You can't even really see her, but I had to.
Was that on page 55, or is that... I'm trying to look through the historian. Yeah.
55 on the top panel, you can barely even see.
You can see, yeah, I can see there's...
And, of course, she's blocked. Chair. Blocked by the chair as well, but actually I had to draw the whole figure.
Oh yeah, now I see her. See, it's worth all that extra effort just to be able to point that out to people.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a little trivia thing.
Oh yeah, I see that. You are an idiot.
You know, if you cross your eyes, you can see it in 3D. No, wait, that's... Yeah.
I never could see that.
I actually got pretty good at those. I could do them, like, both ways. There was one way to see through it and the other way to see it reverse or something. I don't know. It's been a while.
I'm convinced it was a hoax. I think it was all a hoax, and there was nothing really there. And people just said, oh, yeah, I see it. Liars.
I actually played around with a program one time that was able to generate those. I'd send you the link to it, but I guess it probably wouldn't work any better now than it did then.
Yeah. I remember seeing those.
It was interesting stuff. But yes, it was all a hoax. You know, I could never really see anything.
I knew it.